After nearly 40 hours of nonstop debate, Senate Republicans today failed to stop Democratic efforts to block confirmation votes on three of President Bush's judicial nominees. The so-called talkathon was an attempt to change the minds of some key senators and win confirmation for the three women the president has nominated for lifetime seats on federal appeals courts. But the marathon session appears to have had little effect. NPR's David Wellner joins me now from the Senate. Morning, David.
Good morning, Renee.
What happened in this marathon debate, especially this morning?
Well, there were three separate votes held once the marathon debate ended, and they were on whether or not the Senate should proceed to up or down votes on three of the judicial nominees, these three women. Now, it takes a supermajority of 60 votes in the 100-member Senate to win one of these so-called cloture votes, and there are only 51 Republicans in the Senate, and they failed with all three of the nominees to get the 60 votes needed. In fact, Republicans got three fewer votes this time for one of those nominees, Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owen, than they did the last time such a cloture vote was held on her nomination. This was the first time cloture votes were held on the nominations of the other two California jurists, Janice Brown and Carolyn Kuhl. And so now the number has risen from 4 to 6 of President Bush's court nominees who've been blocked by Democratic filibusters. And it also shows that I think that the debate failed to budge in any of the opposition to these nominees.
And the debate or the talkathon?
Exactly, the talkathon. I guess we can get confused about which debate this was about since there are many debates going on. But the talkathon.
Remind us why the Democrats are opposing these nominees.
Well, they say that these are all conservative ideologues who are too far out of the mainstream to have lifetime appointments on courts that are, in fact, the last stop before you get to the Supreme Court. And they point out that they've, in fact, confirmed 168 of President Bush's nominees, 28 of them to appeals courts. And they think that this debate, the talkathon, may actually backfire on Republicans because Democrats say Americans will look at how many of the president's judges have been confirmed and how very few have been blocked and say it's not so unreasonable as Republicans say it is.
Republicans had planned to hold another vote today on a proposal to do away with filibusters on judicial nominees, but in the end they decided not to put that proposal to a vote. Why was that?
I think it was because they realized that there are, in fact, many Republicans who would not want to do away with that option because, after all, there might be a Democrat in the White House after next year, and Republicans would not want to give up their right to block some of the nominees that Democrat might propose. This is talking about changing fundamental rules of the Senate, and I think that they realized that they just might be embarrassed if they did hold such a vote like that.
So would that mean that we might be seeing more all-night talk marathons on these stalled nominations, or are the Republicans backing off that now?
I don't think that we're going to see them for a while. It's pretty clear from this morning's votes that no minds were really changed by all the many hours of talking that went on. But they are probably going to do more things to try to call attention to these judges. One of the things that Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, a Republican, says he's going to do is actually bring a lawsuit and try to take this issue to the Supreme Court, saying that he's being denied his right to judge, to vote on these judges in the Senate, and let the Supreme Court justices decide this case rather than the Senate.
David, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's David Wellner.